This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the new True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed and earn Corteva Cash. Today, I share with you the backstory of those White House turkeys all the way from South Dakota to Washington. You may have seen them. I'll talk about it after this.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Round Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva Cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva Cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Have you seen them? The most popular turkeys in America this year? Those two that were delivered to the White House from South Dakota. For the first time in history, two South Dakota turkeys rode in style all the way from Huron, South Dakota to the nation's capital to be presented to the president. This is a tradition that started all the way back just after the Second World War when President Truman was in the White House in 1947. The National Turkey Federation began presenting turkeys to the president. And those turkeys rode in style, stayed for a couple of nights at the Willard Hotel in Washington, and then made it to the White House. South Dakota, yes, indeed, is a turkey producer. There are about 50 turkey farms in the state. They each raise about 5 million turkeys. Now, this is interesting. They supply turkeys to Panera Bread, Firehouse Subs, many of the Disney properties by turkey originating in South Dakota. About 95% of the turkeys in that state are raised in Hutterite colonies and are very similar to most of the farms in South Dakota. They're very progressive. They employ the latest technology. They are family-owned. The birds grow up in large, well-ventilated barns with open floor plans, plenty of access to food and water. In the summertime, the sides of those barns in South Dakota open up for fresh air. Then they close them in the winter to keep those birds toasty and warm. The facilities, of course, protect the turkeys from predators and from disease. There was a difference with those this year, though. A little bit of a difference between the turkeys that we are consuming this week and the ones raised for the presidential flock. Now, they were fed, sheltered, and cared for in the same ways, but there was a significant difference. I'll talk about that coming up after this.